What craft brewers need is the ability to serve their beer where they brew it, in what's known as tap or tasting rooms. But what they really want is the growler. The 64-ounce refillable bottle is illegal in Florida, but the state's craft brewers think it's the perfect size for their growing industry.
Bumbleberry honey.
Bumbleberry honey. Okay.
And actually, give a touch to the America, the Rock Brothers.
Sure. Rock Brothers is a Florida brewery, too.
And growlers are catching on. That's Bobby Carbonell. He co-owns a filling station called Growler Country in Tallahassee. They specialize in filling 32 and 128-ounce growlers to go. And Carbonell says allowing a 64-ounce growler will help his business grow. But this fight has always been about more than just size. It's a battle over who gets to make money. The failure of growler legislation for the past 3 years running is largely due to opposition from deep-pocketed distribution interests. And Senator Rob Bradley is sick of it.
And some of the proposals I've seen from the industry that talk about the restrictions they would like to put on the craft brew industry, they don't fly with me. And I heard these folks today, and they aren't going to fly with them either.
The Orange Park Republican chairs the Senate Regulated Industries Committee. It's key for alcohol legislation. Last year's growler bill died after an amendment pushed by distributors put a cap on how much beer could be transferred between breweries. But distributor lobbyist Mitch Rubin says they have different concerns this year.
And what do we fear? We fear that without minimum brewing levels, brewers can transfer beer brewed elsewhere and sell in unfair competition with our retail customers.
But Clearwater Republican Senator Jack Latvala isn't buying the distributor's argument.
You're talking about a minimum size, or are you talking about a maximum size? Because the language that you that the committee considered last year and that you tried to put on my growler bill last year was dealt with maximum sizes. In other words, they could do it up to 10,000 barrels or whatever it was. Now you're talking about minimum size?
Distributors fear if brewers can cut them out of the picture by opening up numerous small breweries fed by one large operation, they will. But Josh Aubuchon, a lobbyist for craft brewers, argues that just doesn't make sense.
And I'll posit this. If you're a manufacturer and you're selling a product that's, you know, you're trying to get as much sales as you can, do you really want to have it at 25 locations or 25,000 locations?
Distributors are taking the fight outside the capital as well. Last month, they joined an administrative challenge against the state agency that issues liquor licenses. The challenge accused the agency of granting licenses too readily under a law known as the tourism exception. It's an allowance many craft brewers rely on. But Bradley is proposing an even more direct solution. Remove the tourism exception completely and give all brewers the chance to get licenses for on-site sales. Bradley warns change is coming.
We're going to move forward with the growler bill this year. We're going to move forward with the tasting room bill. And we're not going to have any more lawsuits when it comes to this tourism exception. All right?
And Senator Latvala, who's been bringing this kind of legislation for years, says lawmakers are fed up with the distribution lobby's obstruction.
This year, it's up to the distributors to come to the table and bring some reasonable proposals. It's not the little guy having to figure out how to try to pass something.
There's no real connection between growlers and the tourism exception. The only thing they have in common is distributors just don't like them. In the past, addressing multiple issues at once has been the undoing of growler legislation, but lawmakers seem focused on putting the issue to rest. They'll get their next chance when the committee meets February 18th. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.